Well, can you tell me, just in general, from a theological point of view, why should we care? Why should the average person in the world care? I mean, if we're going to have a level playing field, some people would just say, well, people compete at the level that they're at. And if you don't have the ability to read, if you don't have the ability to run, then obviously we're not going to, you know, give you something in the Olympics. Why should we care in general and as a society?
Well, I think numbers is one reason we should care. Something like 1 out of 7 of us has a disability. More as we age. Having a disability is a joinable minority group. Over 65, something like half of people have disabilities. Specifically as Christians, I think the body of Christ is incomplete if all members aren't there. Being there involves more than just the ramp to get into the door. For example, less than half people with disabilities in a survey attend church monthly, compared with 57% for non-disabled. So there are things that are getting in the way of people with disabilities being full parts of their worshiping congregations, whether that's the buses don't run on Sunday, so they can't get there, whether that's they don't have access to the text of the sermon if they're a person with a hearing impairment and they can't really understand the minister. There are a lot of lacks of access other than just the kind of ramp and parking place access that we think about. And even within the church, oftentimes people say, oh, yeah, our church is accessible. You can get there. Okay. If you're a wheelchair user, can you get to the fellowship hall? Can you use a bathroom? Can you get up to the altar and to where you would preach the sermon? These are all physical access kind of issues that, for example, a wheelchair user would face.